Herzlich willkommen, meine Damen und Herren, in Mar-a-Lago, Präsident Trumps Hauptquartier. Und ich habe hier einen Gast, der Ihnen alle bekannt ist. Es ist der ehemalige Botschafter von Donald Trump in der Schweiz, Ed McMullen. Er war sehr nahe beim Präsident in den letzten Monaten. Und ich möchte ihn fragen, wie es zu diesem Sieg kam und was dieser Sieg bedeutet für die Zukunft der Schweiz und für ganz Europa. Ed McMullen.
Or it's good to be with you.
It's a great honor to have you, and I just want to take this opportunity to not to speak on behalf of Switzerland, because that's the government's job, but on behalf of many, many Swiss people who love the job that you did and are looking forward for a new term under Donald Trump.
Yes.
So my first question is, Ed, how did you do it? How did you go through that night yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's all President Trump. I mean, he spoke to the American people with truth, honesty, and integrity. And he made it very clear that the economy is the bottom line for Americans and the world. As goes the U.S., so goes the world with the economy. President Trump talked about, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? He had a record. People were very pleased with his record. And Americans wanted a change. They knew that 4 more years of the same old thing was not going to be good for the U.S., not going to be good for the world. And it's a great night for all of us who worked hard on this campaign.
Now, we've seen Donald Trump going through hardships. He was attacked tremendously. He was attacked physically in an assassination attempt, two of them. You've always been close to the president. How did you see him going through that valley of tears, if you want?
Look, I think that everyone saw him when he was shot and he fell down on the ground because the Secret Service knocked him down, came up bloodied, and said, fight, fight, fight. And from that point on, that was a rallying cry for the president. He is fighting for the future of his children, all of our children, and this is something that is a part of his general core. I mean, he believes that America is a great country and a great nation, and that we are a beacon for the world for freedom, liberty, prosperity. This is what the president achieved for many years, the 4 years he was in office. Our ambassadors around the world worked closely with our countries that we were in Switzerland. I mean, it was the most amazing honor for me to be able to serve. In Switzerland, Swiss-U.S. foreign policy and bilateral relationship was the best it's ever been. And it's definitely time for us to go back to that.
Now, looking ahead, what does it mean? I mean, you see that well when you read the press. A lot of people, a lot of journalists in Europe were very much anti-Trump. What can you say, maybe some soothing words looking ahead, what kind of an agenda can we expect from in the second term of Donald Trump?
So I did an interview with SRF Geneva in France about 2 days ago, just before the election. And they kept asking the question that President Trump is not going to lose, it's a close race. And I said, look, the one thing that Swiss and Europeans need to do is stop watching CNN. CNN misled us, misleads everyone. And the truth is that I said the president would win. They thought I was drinking the Kool-Aid. But the fact of the matter is the president has a vision and an agenda to move forward. And that is something all Americans can rally around, Hispanics and blacks. He called him a racist, while Hispanic and blacks turned out in the largest numbers ever for a Republican candidate. The real people understand it's nonsense. All this stuff is nonsense. The president is going to lead all Americans, and we're going to be more prosperous and more successful, and freedom and liberty and democracy will thrive under President Trump, just as it did 4 years ago.
Now, you mentioned CNN. People shouldn't watch CNN. Luckily, they have Weltwoche, who has free speech.
Yes.
And in the context of free speech, I would like to ask you, what is at stake for Switzerland? How do you see Switzerland in the new term of Donald Trump?
Look, I think President Trump, over the 4 years that I was ambassador in Switzerland, we spent a great deal of time making sure that the president of Switzerland came to the White House first in the history of Switzerland. We had a bilateral discussion about trade agreements. We made great progress on trade. I think you're going to see that in this administration, too. A lot of trade agreements. The president wants them. We moved Switzerland from the eighth largest foreign direct investor to the sixth in the United States, beating out many large countries. So I think the real opportunity here is Americans love Switzerland. Swiss love Americans. And we love to work together. And that's what we need to be doing. We've had ambassadors under this administration, this past administration, who've gone around the world telling Europeans and other nations how they should act. That's not the job of an ambassador. It's not the job of a president of the United States. Recognizing sovereignty, particular Swiss sovereignty, with its neutrality and the importance of neutrality to the American regime. I mean, we have to have a country that can serve to negotiate and do the things that Swiss neutrality enables. I think the president respects that and highly regards it as a critical part of foreign policy for all the world to have that Swiss relationship. So I think you'll see a much more focused presidency and an administration looking to Switzerland to play those roles that they've always played so well in helping the world come together for freedom, peace, and liberty.
A last question about the next few weeks and months, the transition. What is most important in a time, because you know exactly what that means, you've gone through that. So what is now at stake, what is important to do for Donald Trump before he actually takes office on January the 20th?
Yeah, the president has now about 2 months to put together his cabinet and his ambassadors and his administration. It's going to be 4 years because he only has one term. So he's going to be looking for the best qualified people to implement the agenda. An economic agenda, an agenda to deal with immigration that is out of control in the United States, an agenda that deals with foreign policy, making sure that the wars that have been started under this administration are ended. This is productive for no one. Peace, freedom, liberty, democracy. This will be the focus of Donald Trump, as it was 4 years ago.
Ambassador Ekman-Mal, thank you very much. It's very windy here. It's Palm Beach. It's windy weather. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Urs. And thank you to Welt Volker.